Here's Chick on stories we're following for you today on Robin Hood Radio. Papagano's Tri-State Forecast calls for a partly sunny, hot, and humid day today, mid-90s. Tomorrow, more sun, more clouds, humid, maybe a thunderstorm, lower 90s. We have an advisory in effect from the National Weather Service, a heat advisory until 8 p.m. this evening. Stories that we're following for you today here on Robin Hood Radio. The 176th Dutchess County Fair is returning to Rhinebeck August 23rd through 28th. It's the second largest county fair in New York, drawing more than 300,000 people to the fairgrounds for rides, food, live entertainment, and competitions. Exhibitors vie for blue ribbons and everything from pies to pumpkins, quilts to honey. One of the more popular attractions each year showcases the fair's agricultural roots, and that is the 4-H competition. The Authors Guild Foundation hosting its inaugural Words, Ideas, and Thinkers Festival September 22nd through 25th at Shakespeare & Company, where it'll bring together many of today's best and brightest writers to explore the theme of reimagining America through a series of thought-provoking conversations, presentations, panels, and speeches. It's a free festival. Session selections and tickets for the hosted dinners are available, giving to society members. Non-members will be able to select sessions and purchase tickets hosted to dinners beginning August 15th. For more information, visit authorsguild.org/the foundation/wit/festival. It's co-sponsored by the Berkshire Eagle, the festival's media sponsor. One of those authors will be author Simon Winchester, talking about China, his time as a foreign correspondent, and the ongoing changes in the field of journalism. Housatonic upgrades will cause the water bills to double as faucets run brown in hot weather. Typically, hydrant flushing roils the town's water into something that looks like tea or coffee. This time, it's the searing heat. Meanwhile, residents in the Housatonic section of town are bracing to pay to fix the ongoing problem with the water supply. The price tag for fixing this and other problems in the aging water supply system is at least $4 million. If it all gets approved, monthly water bills would double. A customer with $44.73 bill would now pay $45 on top of that. Customers were informed in an August 1st letter. Teagan Bond, an engineering firm hired by the town of Amenia, will be presenting a recently completed 2022 sewer feasibility study. On August 18th at 7 p.m. at the town board, the Amenia Wastewater Committee members are reaching out to commercial and residential owners in the envisioned district to review the report and encourage support for the next phase. The community picnic has been returned to the Rojan Library. The community picnic is Sunday, August 14th from 12 until 3. In addition to a barbecue, beverages, and crafts, each child at the picnic will receive free book coupons from the Friends of the Rojan Library to use at Friends Bookshop. Don't miss the live Birds of Prey presentation at 1 o'clock. The event is free and open to the public. Taking a look at meetings going on in and around our tri-state region this week. In Sharon, the Inland Wetlands Commission meets tonight at 6:30, Park and Recreation at 6:30. Tomorrow, the Board of Education meets at 6 p.m. In Salisbury, coming up tomorrow, it's primary election. Town offices are closed. By the way, it's that way in every town in Connecticut as the primary season is upon us for today. In North Canaan, the monthly meeting of the Planning and Zoning Commission is set for tonight at 7 p.m. In Falls Village, the Board of Finance meets at 6:30 tonight, the Board of Selectmen at 7 p.m. In Kent, the Historic District Commission has their regular meeting tonight at 5 p.m. Village of Millerton has a workshop meeting tonight at 6 p.m. In Sheffield, the Conservation Commission has a first floor meeting room at Town Hall. That is tonight at 7 p.m. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakeninn.com. They've got a regular menu, a tapas menu, and dinner specials nightly. And you'll also find them on Facebook and Instagram, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. Dow Jones Industrial Average will start off today at 32,803.47, the NASDAQ at 12,657.56, and the S&P 500 at 4,145.19. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.